Welcome to Nuggets of Wisdom with Pastor Martha Henderson, where the Word of God is spoken in truth without reservation, and His wisdom is imparted to the listeners. An idol is anything that replaces the one true God. Today's message comes from Ezekiel chapter 14 and is entitled, Idols in the Heart.
Knowing according to your word that by your stripes, Jesus Christ, we are healed. And Father, we believe your word, knowing according to your word that you watches over your word to perform it. Your word will not return to you void, but it will accomplish what it be sent out to accomplish. And Father, we thank you for it right now. We praise you for it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I'm going to ask that you would get your Bibles and let's go to Ezekiel, the 14th chapter. And it read as follows. Then came certain of the elders of Israel unto me and sat before me. And the word of the Lord came unto me saying, Son of man, these men have set up their idols in their hearts and put the stumbling blocks of their iniquity before their faith. Should I be inquired of at all by them? Therefore speak unto them and say unto them, Thus says the Lord God, every man of the house of Israel that setteth up his idols in his heart and putteth the stumbling block of his iniquity before his faith and cometh to the prophet, I, the Lord, will answer him that cometh according to the multitude of his idols, that I may take the house of Israel in their own heart, because they are all in strain from me through their idols. Therefore say unto the house of Israel, Thus says the Lord God, Repent and turn yourself from your idols and turn away your faith from all your abomination. We thank God for the reading of the word. Here we see that the elders of Israel was guilty of idolatry being in their hearts. And they was not loyal. They was not faithful to God and his word. And we see that going on today. We see many, glory to God, is not faithful and loyal to the word of God. Yeah. And when I look at it like that, I'm saying, glory to God, we got many, glory to God, they will not preach against sin. They will not come against sin. They talk about the prosperity. They talk about how blessed and millionaires and all this stuff. But it's time for us to cry aloud, spare not, lift your voice like a trumpet. Show my people their transgression in the house of Jacob their sin. So here it is, glory to God. These people was coming to Ezekiel to inquire of the Lord. In other words, they wanted a word from the Lord, glory to God. But they came to him, glory to God, and they came to him with idols in their heart. In other words, glory to God, hallelujah, they had rejected God's will and his desire and his and they wanted their ungodly way of life. Oh, come on. And we look at that today, glory to God. People think they can live like they want to live and then, glory to God, go set or go look for a prophet. You got people, glory to God, they won't even go to the church, but when they hear tell a prophet is in town, they will show up because they looking, glory to God, for a word from the Lord. But you're looking for a word from the Lord with stuff in your heart. And this, like never before, glory to God, has to be dealt with. Glory to God. I believe that we're coming to a time, or we are in a time, that God is cleaning house. Glory to God. And look here, glory to God, hallelujah. They refuse, glory to God. God refused to give them an answer or to guide them. I want you to know, glory to God, when you got idols set up in your heart, when you got other things before God, and then you think, glory to God, you can go, glory to God, and you get a word from the Lord. Somebody ought to say something in here. I want you to know, glory to God, hallelujah, we got many like that today. You want to live like you want to live. You want to do like you want to do, glory to God. And you want to go, glory to God, and you think a prophet ought to have a good word for you. And many of them are doing that, glory to God. They stand you up, glory to God, and tell you about how blessed you're going to be. And they tell you, glory to God, all this good stuff that God is about to do for you. But I want you to know, glory to God, God wasn't playing with these people. He let Ezekiel know, glory to God, do you think that I ought to answer their prayers? Somebody ought to shout glory. The Bible cannot lie. He said, God regard, if we regard any iniquity in our hearts, God don't hear us when we pray. That is why, glory to God, like never before, we got to do like David. We got to cry out to God and ask him to create in me a clean heart, renew in me the right spirit. Glory to God, hallelujah. We think that we can just go before God and get an answer from God with all this stuff in our hearts. Amen. Listen what he said. And there came a certain of the elders of Israel, leaders, unto me, set before me, looking for a word. And the word of the Lord came unto me and said, son of man, these men have set up their idols in their heart. God began to let Ezekiel know, listen here, they got idols in their heart. Ain't it sad, glory to God, the prophets of the day, God never tell them anything but something good for the people. God told Ezekiel, listen here, them folk got idols set up in their heart. Let me tell you something. It's something wrong, glory to God, hallelujah, that you can run from city to city behind prophets, and prophets never tell you what's really going on in your heart. Somebody ought to shout glory. I come to tell you, glory to God, they won't mess with that because they want the mighty dollar, glory to God, hallelujah. But I want you to know, glory to God, hallelujah, when you are led by the Spirit like Ezekiel was, he had to obey God, or he was commanded to obey and do what God called him to do.
Come on. Oh yeah.
Listen what he said in the first verse.
Therefore speak unto them.
Listen here, God began to command him and tell him what to do. He says, speak unto them.
And say unto them.
Say unto them.
Thus says the Lord God.
Thus said the Lord. Say what I say, Ezekiel.
Yes.
Don't say what you want to say. Come on, somebody. I want you to know, glory to God, hallelujah, that's what people are doing in this hour. They saying what they want to say. They're not being led by the Spirit. I don't see so many times they stand people up, glory to God. And I know, glory to God, hallelujah, that these people are not living right, but they give them such a sweet word, and they begin to tell them what God's going to do for them. But I want you to know, God didn't tell Ezekiel to do that. He told Ezekiel, glory to God, hallelujah. What did he tell him, sister?
Speak unto them and say unto them, thus
said the Lord.
Every man of his house of Israel.
Every man of the house of Israel.
That setteth up his idols in
that
his heart.
That setteth up his idols in his heart. But God began to let him. Ezekiel know, said, Ezekiel said what I say. Yeah. Let them know, glory to God, they got idols in their heart. Let them know they're coming before me and they want answers, but they got idols in their heart. Somebody ought to shout glory. I want you to know that's the way it is today. Folks set up among the prophet, glory to God, and they're looking for an answer from God. But I want you to know they got hatred in their heart. They got malice in their heart. They got jealousy in their heart. They are rebellion, glory to God, against God. Somebody ought to shout glory. But they're looking for a word from the Lord.
Shown up.
What he say?
Set up idols in his heart and put it the stumbling block.
This is what he said. He set up idols in his heart. Put it the stumbling block of his iniquity before his faith. And cometh to the prophet.
Yeah.
He said, you come to the prophet, glory to God. Let me tell you something. Back in the old day, people was afraid to come to the house of God in any kind of way. I remember, glory to God, on our way to church, we would be crying out to God. God created me a clean heart, renewing me the right spirit. People ain't got no fear of God no more now. They done took this thing as a psychic thing. Somebody ought to shout glory. They done made prophets psychics. And these people, glory to God, hallelujah, they're operating in the spirit. Hey, God, machete, in the spirit of divination. And glory to God, hallelujah. And they're operating in the spirit, glory to God, hallelujah, of a psychic spirit. And glory to God, need people pull on them and having them telling them just what they want to hear.
But the truth.
And they hate real preachers.
Jesus.
You better know, glory to God, according to King. You'll see it in the book of King. Let's run there right quick.
Oh, yes, Jesus.
1 Kings 22, I believe it is.
Thank you, Jesus.
This is the hour that we're living in. Said, is there not a man of God here?
Yeah.
A prophet of God? A real. Read it.
22:7. And Jehoshaphat said.
Is
there not here a prophet of the Lord?
Listen what he said. Is there not here a prophet of the Lord?
Beside that we might inquire of him.
Listen, he knew that they had all them prophets of Jezebel. He said, but listen, we need a prophet of the Lord.
Yeah.
We need to inquire of him. We need to ask him what the Lord is saying.
Yeah.
Somebody ought to shout glory. And I come to tell you the hour that we're living in, we need a prophet of the Lord.
Oh.
We need to inquire of a real prophet that would tell us what the Lord is saying. Somebody ought to shout glory. Don't tell me nothing to tickle my ear. Don't tell me nothing, glory to God, to build me up in my flesh. Don't tell me nothing to make me feel good about myself. Because everybody want to be important now. I come to tell you everybody's going after a name in this hour. But I want you to know that God has given his son a name. His name is above my name. It's above every name. And at the name of Jesus, every knee going to have to bow. And every tongue going to have to confess. What he said.
And the king of Israel said unto Jehoshaphat. There's yet one man.
He said, yeah, that one.
Micaiah. The son of Imlah.
And this is what he said, the son of Imlah. He said, but listen here, I hate him.
He said it.
I hate him.
This
is the hour that we in, glory to God, hallelujah. I want you to know they hate real preachers. They don't like real preachers. The first thing they say, all they talk about is sin. Well, let me tell you one thing, glory to God. If you're sinning, what else to talk about? Somebody ought to shout glory. I heard a preacher say one time, he went in his church and he kept saying, you must be born again. And somebody pulled him aside and said, preacher, why is you keep telling us that we must be born again? That's your sermon every Sunday. He said, when y'all get born again, I'll change my sermon. Somebody ought to shout glory. I want you to know, glory to God, hallelujah. When you stop sinning, I'll change my sermon. Somebody ought to shout glory. But until then, glory to God, the word of God cannot lie. He said, cry aloud. He said, spare not. Lift your voice like a trumpet. Show my people their transgression and the house of Jacob their sin. Point it out to them.
Yes,
let them know.
Mm-hmm.
This is exactly what he told Ezekiel. He said, Ezekiel, they done set up idols in their heart.
Yeah.
They put stumbling blocks in of iniquity before his faith. And cometh to the prophet.
Mm-hmm.
I, the Lord, will answer him. And cometh according to the multitude of his idols.
Yeah.
That I may take the house of Israel. In their own heart, because they are estranged from me. So they had to stop serving God.
Yeah.
And they were serving those idols. Come on, listen to me, saints of God. We got to see the thing for what it is.
Oh, yes.
We want to go before God with all this stuff in us. We got to take time out, glory to God, hallelujah. Cry out to God, just like David did.
Mm-hmm.
Glory to God, hallelujah. Daniel even told God and repented for the people's sin and his sin. Somebody ought to shout glory. Nobody want to repent now. Don't nobody want to open their mouth up and repent. Everybody want to act like they got it all down pat. Oh, that's why we are right where we at today. God told me over 9 years ago, he said, tell them I'm going to take America, God. I said, Lord, who is a God? He said, her money. I come to tell you, glory to God, hallelujah. America took their money and made it their idol. And God is getting rid of your idol. Somebody ought to shout glory. And I want you to know, glory to God, when your idol be moved up out of your heart, you can come before God and we can get answers. He cannot lie. He said, call me and I will answer you. And I will show you great and I'll show you mighty things. Today, we look for guidance from God. And we won't find no help from God. Because our hearts are filled with iniquity.
Oh my God, my God.
Hallelujah, Jesus. We got to get all this stuff up out of the heart.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
We got to cry out to him.
Yes,
Lord, create in me.
Oh.
Not my sister, not my brother.
Hallelujah.
But create in me a clean heart. Renew
in
me the right spirit.
Glory,
oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes,
we need answers.
Oh, yes.
We need answers from the Lord.
Mm.
Glory to God. But you can't get them. And your heart is filled with all this ungodly desires.
Yes,
for the sinful things of this world. And I want you to know, glory to God, when we look at the people of God, their hearts are so filled with these desires of ungodly things of this world. Glory to God. Let's look at the 7th verse and read. Every one of the house of Israel.
Of the stranger that sojourned in Israel.
Listen what he said.
Which separated himself from me.
And did what?
Separated himself.
Separated himself
from me.
From me.
And set
up his idols in his heart. And put his to stumbling block of iniquity before his face. And cometh to a prophet and inquire of him concerning me. I the Lord will answer him by myself.
Oh, God
said, I'm finna answer y'all. These prophets been lying to you. These prophets won't tell y'all the truth. But God is raising up some prophets in this hour. He said, I'm going to answer you.
Yes, Jesus.
I'm going to glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm going to raise up some men and some women of God that's going to tell you what thus said the Lord.
Yes, Lord. Yes.
They ain't going to tell you what they think. They ain't going to tell you what they heard. God and Amasha and Darabosia. But they're going to speak what thus says the Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. And I come to tell you, glory to God, so many warnings have went forth before this corona came.
Yes,
I want you to know, glory to God, God even told me 2 weeks before it happened. He said, tell the people they won't hearken to me.
Yes.
I'm going to smite with plagues. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. And I listen to some people, glory to God, and they talking about they rebuking. They doing this. I want you to know you can't rebuke God. God sent this plague. Come on, somebody. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And he sent it because, glory to God, people are so unrighteous. People are full of sin. And they don't want nobody to deal with sin. Oh, come on, glory to God. Hallelujah. I want you to know they'll walk out on you when you're preaching about sin. They'll walk out on you, glory to God, when you're teaching about sin. Because they don't want to hear nothing about sin. But I'm telling you, glory to God, hallelujah. This is the way that God judgment. He's judging sin in this hour. Glory to God, hallelujah. He's judging the world. That's how come he told us in the book of Revelation. He said, come out of Babylon, my people. I want you to know, glory to God, hallelujah. It's time to come out of her. I want you to know it's time to be separated. The church went into Babylon. The church brought the world into, to my God, they brought the world into the church. Somebody ought to shout glory. But I come to tell you, glory to God, this is God's way of saying, I'm going to chastise this world. Y'all ain't going to live like you want to live. You ain't going to do like you want to do. A lesson in glory to God. You do it and be destroyed.
Glory to Jesus. Glory to God.
God, I love you.
Glory to God.
I love you.
Yes, Jesus.
Believers who forsake God to pursue sinful and unrighteous lives. While continuing to seek religious comfort. That's what people doing. They're seeking religious comfort. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But they're pursuing sinful unrighteousness.
Yes.
Amen. Assured and guided from him. Make God their enemy. When you're doing all this stuff right here, you make God your enemy. Come on, somebody. You're just like the world. You have made God your enemy. Honey, you got to forsake it all. He told us in his word, he said, deny yourself. You got to deny yourself. You got to deny yourself. Pick up your cross. Folk don't want to suffer. Folk don't want to go through nothing. This is why a lot of preachers stop preaching the unadulterated word of God, because it brought about persecution. It brought about suffering. So they didn't want to suffer. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It caused you to have to walk alone. And because of the fact is you want to be somebody. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You didn't want to walk alone. You want your crowd of buddies. Come on. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You want all of the apostles and the prophets to look up to you. And glory to God, because of this, glory to God, many have stopped preaching the truth. But I come to tell you, glory to God, the word cannot lie. He said the truth will make you free. And all these lies ain't gonna make people free. I want you to know what they gonna do is make them twofold the devil they were or they are. Come on, somebody. I come to tell you, glory to God, it's the truth. It's the truth of God's word that we need in this hour. Ain't nothing gonna make man free but the word of God. Ain't nothing gonna make man free, but the truth of God's word.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, God.
What he said.
And I will set my face against that man.
And this is what he said. He said, I will set my faith against that man. Glory to God. Let us know, saints of God, we can't live any kind of way. We can't do what we want to do. And thank glory to God that God is going to answer us. Hearts being filled with the idols. I want you to know, glory to God, that's the way Israel was. Their heart was filled with idols. But yet they were looking for God to give them an answer. Let me tell you something, glory to God. When you in right stand with God, he said, call me and I will answer you. I will show you great and I will show you mighty things. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
And I will set my face against that man and will make him a sign.
He said, I'll set my face against that man. I'll make him a sign.
And a proverb.
And a proverb. In other words, I'll make him a sign. People will see, glory to God. You can't live like you want to live and do just what you want to do. Come on, somebody. Glory to God. He said, in other words, I will judge and I will punish this people. Somebody ought to shout glory if you don't repent. And this is the hour that we're in. We're in a time and an hour, people of God. You can't get people talking about repentance. Nobody want to repent now. Don't nobody want to get on the altar and ride the altar and cry out to God and send God, I'm sorry. Somebody ought to shout glory. What we do is we sit up, glory to God, and we point fingers. And God spoke to us 5 months ago, and he told us, put away the pointing of the fingers. You point your fingers at somebody else. Paul told the Corinthians, he said, examine your own self. See whether you be in the faith.
It is the word.
Amen. It's time to examine our own selves. God let them know in the 8th verse. He said, listen, I set my face against you. I'm going to judge you. I'm going to punish you. Folks, don't believe that now.
Glory.
What we hear now is, glory to God, God is merciful.
Yeah.
And he is a merciful God.
Yes. Oh, yes.
God is a long-suffering God.
Yes.
He is a long-suffering God. God is love. He is a God of love.
Yes.
Somebody ought to shout glory. But they never tell you he is a God of wrath. He is a God of wrath, saints of God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I want you to know, glory to God. Hallelujah. The word of God cannot lie. The word of God lets us know. He said the wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life. And I want you to know, glory to God, just like you go to work all of the week and Friday come and you look for a paycheck, I want you to know one day you're going to leave here. Somebody ought to shout glory. And I come to tell you, you're going to get paid. Glory to God for all the deeds that have been done in your body. That if you don't repent, if you don't turn your back on sin and turn to the Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I want to say that I believe that we're living in a time and an hour that God is calling us to turn from idols. All that stuff that you got in your heart. Turn to God. Amen. With your whole heart. David was a king. Apple of God's own eye. But yet David had to turn. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
David cried out. Creating me a clean heart. Renewing me the right spirit. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He realized what he had done. He had messed up. And he operated in the wrong spirit. All saints of God. Thank God for God. That we can go to. And ask for forgiveness. And he will forgive us. And he'll wash us. And cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you, Jesus. Amazing grace. How sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. Oh, I once was lost, oh, but now I'm found. I was blind, but now I see. Oh, amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. But now I'm found. I was blind, but now I see. Oh, praise God
praise God, praise God, praise God, praise God for saving me. Oh, praise God, praise God, praise God, praise God, praise God for saving me.
Until again, on next Sunday, may God bless and keep you, is my prayers. Amen.
Join us next time for another episode of Nuggets of Wisdom with Pastor Martha Henderson. Thanks so much for listening.